Historical romance is big business. It's the most popular subgenre of a billion-dollar industry. You can read about pirates, knights, regency rakes, just about anything else. But for a long time, you couldn't read about black history until Beverly Jenkins came along. As part of our Summer of Love series, NPR's Petra Mayer sat down with Jenkins at the Romance Writers of America's conference in New York.
Beverly Jenkins calls herself a kitchen table historian. She doesn't have a history degree, but she does have a mission to light up the parts of black history you don't learn in school.
You know, we were slaves, brought here as slaves, freed in 65, disappeared from the planet, like to say the Borg took us from the planet for 100 years, and then we're suddenly discovered rioting in Watson in the mid-60s. So I have that whole century that I get to bring forth, and I'm proud to do it.
Yes, that was a Star Trek reference. Jenkins loves romance, but she says she likes to cleanse her palate with other genres, everything from fantasy to Junot Diaz to books about birds, because sometimes it's hard to write happy endings set during a very unhappy time.
Yeah, it's painful. I tell my fans that I do the crying for them.
Jenkins put out her first book, Night Song, about a Kansas school teacher and a cavalry officer in 1994. She calls that the Summer of Black Love, because several other African-American romance writers got their start that year. It wasn't easy. Jenkins says publishers liked her work, but they couldn't get their heads around a black historical novel that wasn't based on slavery.
Great story, but they didn't have a box for it. They didn't know what to do with free black people in a black town in Kansas. Kansas? Free black people? Are you kidding me?
But Jenkins refused to be discouraged. She's written dozens of books since Night Song and attracted an enthusiastic following, especially online. Her fans refer to her Facebook page as Bevyville. I'm hoping to meet some of those fans here at the Romance Writers of America convention. Jenkins is standing in a huge hotel ballroom set up with tables and stacks of books. Outside, fans wait in line to get autographs from their favorite authors.
So it's going to be interesting to see the dynamics of who's here and who's not.
I do notice that you seem to be the only African-American writer in here.
I'm the only chip in the cookie.
All the other black writers here this weekend, Jenkins says, are at a diversity panel. And then she gives me a look that I wish you could see over the radio. At first, Jenkins is alone. The mostly white attendees glance at her table and walk on by. I asked her about it afterwards.
It's an interesting experience to see people avert their eyes when they walk by you, because they don't really want to read what you're writing. People say, well, you know, I can't relate. But you can relate to shapeshifters, you can relate to vampires, you can relate to werewolves, but you can't relate to a story written by and about, you know, black Americans. I got a problem with that.
But back in the ballroom, fans, both white and black, eventually start wandering up. Jenkins takes a discreet look at everyone's badge so she can greet them by name.
Well, hello there, Miss Elizabeth. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Give me a hug.
They come for the books with the sexy gunslingers and the cowboys on the covers, but some of them come for much more.
Representation matters, and it really, really does. And I just want to thank you so much for representing us. Thank you.
Michelle Ford got a little choked up when she stopped by. She's a lifelong romance reader who now works in publicity and marketing for Kensington, a romance publisher.
As a young girl, when I started reading historical romance, I never saw anyone who looked like me. The descriptions were always, you know, these waifish girls with long, flowing blonde hair. And it was always a fantasy, you know. It didn't ever seem that I could relate to anyone in those books. And then I picked up a Beverly Jenkins book.
Authors Piper Hughley and her friend Kiana Alexander stop and say hello. They both write historical romance, and they both credit Jenkins with mentoring and inspiring them. Hughley says Jenkins opened a door for younger black writers.
She's paved the way. There's really no other way to put it. In terms of just letting people know that there is an audience out there that's hungry to read a different kind of historical, an American set historical featuring American people.
And Alexander snuck her grandmother's copy of Night Song when she was just 16.
And I think that if I had not picked up that book that day, I probably would never have picked up a pen to write.
Jenkins says she's just trying to widen the path for younger authors.
So that maybe Piper and Kiana won't have to struggle as much as I did.
And for the rest of us, she has this advice.
Love is a good thing. Read a romance. Improve your life.
Petra Mayer, NPR News.